I'm so happy to be welcoming Dan Howes into the studio this morning. Wham's best blues act for 2023 and known for full throttle live shows. If you've been listening to RTRFM intently over the last week, you'll know that Dan Howes has a new single, Low, because it's been featured in our sound selection. Dan, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
How long is it since you've been with us in the studio?
Honestly, it might be my morning brain, but I think it would have been like 2021, possibly,
Damn.
Since the last time we released a single. Or maybe sometime in between there, because we played a few RTR gigs in between.
Yeah. I was trying to remember. I've definitely seen you at one. I was racking my brains to think which one it was. But I'm really curious, going back to the best blues act for 2023, what does it feel like to get that kind of recognition?
It was really good. It's a bit of a funny story because we'd been nominated for that award a few times. And the first time we got nominated, really excited, you know, we got everyone together. Second time we were sort of like, okay, let's not get our hopes up. And then this time, our drummer and bassist were like, oh, no, I don't think I'm going to come, Danny. And it's the year we won it.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, silly boys. But myself and Yulia were there, and also my mum. There's a very funny video we managed to capture it. I think proud mum. Was amazing.
What did she do?
Oh, just screamed very, very, very loud. Aww. Yeah, whilst filming it, which is really funny. But no, it was really awesome. It's great. I mean, I think you make music because you love it, and like Perth's an amazing place to make music, and it's always special to get like you know, an award or a recognition for the work that you've been doing. You know,
yeah. So what's been the hold up with releasing? So it's been 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years since singles. I don't know. I think the last time we released some singles, we released them, and then I just kind of wanted to change tact a bit and get back to, a more honest sound, or not an honest sound. Like, I love the singles we released, but I think we were going down a certain path, and I just wanted to take a little break and get creative again and maybe rework our tracks of, you know, where we were going.
Yeah, so what, just noodling around with the sound and just kind of working out what really felt authentic and represented you as a musician?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that, yeah. I think we boxed kind of into a little bit of like, let's make tracks that are like gonna hit like on the radio stations and all that kind of stuff. You know, we wanted to make shorter tracks and make them really hi-fi and stuff, and I kind of realized that that's not really us, you know. Mm. So it was nice to turn around, and I've got this single that came out, but we've got a few more in the bank that we've recorded. And it's been really nice working with Mitch as well, from the Love Junkies, because he's pretty awesome. He's like, it should just, you know, he sort of says it should just be what the song needs, you know. So we've recorded a song that's 6 minutes with clarinets and like violins and stuff in it, and we're just kind of letting it have a much more organic sort of approach.
Yeah, I can imagine it must be hard not to try to get strategic around your music to get it played, just because you want to spend most of your time making music.
Totally, yeah. There's definitely that like trap, which I think 2021, like just before COVID and stuff, or during COVID, that's kind of when that all happened. And I think that's when I kind of really realized that's the path we were going down, and we don't need to go down that path because we are a bit like strange and like a niche kind of music genre, and I think that's all it's ever going to be, and I think that's enough. That's, you know,
yeah, it's more, it's than awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you try and veer away from that? But yeah, I think there was definitely a couple of years there where we were like gaining a bit of traction and trying to, you know, go down that path. But
you're almost trying to work out what that secret formula was that got you to that point.
Yeah.
That you could kind of distill even further.
Mm, and that secret formula was probably just being really genuine and recording what
Amazing.
You felt.
So, I mean, this song has actually, I mean, it's got lots of big sounds in it. Like, it really envelops you, this music, which we will hear in a moment. But it's also got a really cool story behind it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so The story of this, Yulia and I were out at Blazing Swan. For those of you that don't know, it's like a regional Burning Man that happens in Western Australia. And there was this big storm coming in. We'd been out there for like 7 days already or something. It was the last night. We were camped with some friends and we were all parked together. So we had like, we were huddled up and using all the cars as anchors and stuff. So there was like a really good camp made, but they just, we woke up in the morning and they were all just gone. They were just like, nah, I got to get out of town. Like, they're like, I'm done with the festival. So it was just our lonely little ute parked up there with like a tarp over where the bed was. And we were sitting having some wine and cheese with a friend at their camp that was maybe a couple of hundred meters away. And we just saw this big storm rolling in over the hill. And we're like, oh, that's going to absolutely destroy like our tent. You could see the tarp flapping around and everything. And we were sort of just sitting there. And it was kind of just about accepting things that you can't control a little bit. Like a bit of a metaphor came out of it. Like I think went through like a bit of a dark time, you know, a couple of years ago, and it just ended up being a metaphor for that, you know, controlling what you can and letting go of what you can't.
Yeah, because that's kind of what I, when I, at my first listen, read into it and then went, oh, actually, no, there's another backstory to this, but I see what you mean. They've kind of, like, integrated.
Yeah. Like, that story is, like, the literal story, I guess, of where the, where it came from. But, it ended up being a describing a time of, you know, a couple of years that, like, not anything terrible, but just, you know, when you start to do self-work on yourself and, like, you know, go through those sort of things, you know, just the motions of that. And I think, like, Abby did, like, I got some local musicians to review.
I was looking at them. They were so good. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was pretty cute. And Abby's is really funny because she's always hilarious. But, like, she's listening to
this
it.
This is Abby
start.
May.
Yeah, Abby yeah. May. And she's doing, like, tear, like, down the side of her face thing because the start of the song sounds so sad. But it is meant to have a positive message, you know, in there. But, everyone's been really amazing. I flicked them all through the songs and I thought it would be a cool way to sort of promote the song. I'm pretty terrible at social media, so
yeah, it was a good idea, and it's also amazing to see how your work impacts other people as well. In their words, to get that back is really quite nourishing, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing, yeah. And there's, you know, like all these people, kind of they're friends, you know, like we've played countless shows with them. You know, the amount of times we've had lots of these people get up on stage, you know, and share a stage with us or play a show with us and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a really great community.
And do you feel like this is unique in the way that you got the inspiration for this particular song? Or can you think back to other tracks that you've written that have also been, you know, sort of inspired by like an event?
Most of the time it's an event or a place for me, which is kind of why I struggle when I stop moving.
Yeah, you've got to have an exciting life, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, pretty much like, I don't know, the song we wrote, The Prince, that's about the Prince of Wales in Bunbury. Mood, I wrote when we were on tour in Europe and it was just a bit much, really fun, but like 30 days of just like on and off buses and, you know, like different cities every night. King Sai was about when we were in far north Queensland, about a bit of a character we met out there. So yeah, it's always about, you know, stuff I come across in travels or in my life. Yeah.
So you're launching on Friday night at Mojo's. What's the plan?
What's the plan? I have a really good time. We've got Fred Delaney. They're amazing. And we've got Grub, if you've ever seen them. Pretty awesome punk band. So it's just going to be a bit of a like eclectic mix. I really like putting together lineups that aren't particularly like a single genre. I think it's really interesting and really fun. Fred is a bit more folky, beautiful voice. And then, yeah, Grub is punk. And then we're I guess, blues rock kind of stuff. So, doors from 8. I think we'll have Fred on from 8:30. Grub and then us and then... Yeah, stick around until they kick us out.
Yeah, amazing. Well, I hope it goes absolutely brilliantly for you. Would you like to introduce Lo to the
listeners? Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good. I'm Dan Howes and this is our new single, Lo.